This is Aris, B&D Update, episode 87. Squirk, squirk. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Aris, B&D Update, episode 87. 87 already. I am here with
Fred.
Yes, who is lives in Germany, but is not German, strangely enough.
I'm English.
Right, we can get that by the way your voice sounds.
Yes, you can.
And I see we're still having the microphone problems.
Yes.
So you're a friend in England and actually send the microphone, I see.
Aren't my friend, I'm getting onto eBay because I've paid the stupid man his money well over a week ago. So anyway, I'll just deal with this.
Yes. So, RuneScape updates. We've got quite a good little selection here this week. A squirk day. Squirk, 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 squirk.
Doing that shame.
It's squirting. Squirk, squirk.
It's
day.
Scary.
Anyways, this is a thieving slash farming mini game. It involves a sorceress's concealed garden. You know that place where you went to that time we went KQ and you went to go cook sharks in that house? That's where they teleport you from. That house. So that serves a purpose now. Anyways.
It already served a purpose for me to cook my sharks in.
Yes. When are you getting 99 cooking and fishing?
Never.
Anyways, basically the summary is that Osman, Spymaster Velkarid, finds skulking and scourging thirsty and dirty work. So basically he needs to quench his thirst with squirk juice, which is, as they say, a delicious drink made from the fruits of the sorceress's garden.
And once you have that in, he gives you 3,000 thieving XP.
Yes, if you bring him
who?
Yes, if you bring him summer squirk juice, you get 3,000 XP. Because there's four different types of squirk. There's the winter, the spring, the autumn, and the summer.
So, wow, what original names!
Basically, the winter gardens are unripened. Green or the spring are underripened, autumn are overripe, and summer are just right. Just like everything is in summer, right, Brad?
In the summertime when the weather... Yeah, go on.
Yes, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, and apparently it may be worth taking an amulet of cat speak with you if you have one, because there's a cat named Del Monte. It'll give you some valuable information about the garden.
Del Monte!
Yeah.
Del Monte. Does he make canned fruit goods?
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing. What's that kind of canned fruit? Del Monte or Monty? What is it?
Del Monte.
Okay. We can see where Jagex gets their names from this, but... you must have completed the Prince Ali rescue, which isn't really that big of a deal.
You can do it when you're, like, level 20.
Yes. They've also made it so that your cat can't come in the minigame with you. Yes. Because cats are annoying, as we all know.
Why did Jagex discriminate against cats?
I don't know. I think people are upset because they can go around and then somebody will accidentally click on a cat and end up getting caught. You know?
I'd like to annoy people by taking my cat in there.
You can actually get banned from pest control teams if you bring your cat.
Have you ever been banned from pest
control? No, I don't. I don't own a cat.
Did you kill it?
No, it died.
Of you beating it over the head with a
no,
with
the big rat killed it. In rat catchers, actually, that is something to mention. Rat catchers. You remember how you had to sneak around in rat catchers, right?
That's annoying.
That's basically what this minigame is. Is you sneak around and trying to not be seen. So if you like rat catchers, there's a good chance you'll like this minigame. And about after half an hour trying to get a summer fruit, I just gave up. But I will be going back there later for something Brad told me before we started. And what was that?
That apparently every time you you harvest, you get herbs there, it gives you 50 farming experience.
Mm-hmm, yum yum. Okay, so that was that. So obviously you didn't try this. I can't give this a rating yet because I need to go back and try it again. But
I think it sounds very interesting, so I will give it a 4.
I'm going to give it a 2 until I come back later because it was just so dang annoying. Like, getting caught, you know? You want to come with me after?
Okay, but that that rat catcher's quest was really annoying as well when you kept getting caught.
Yeah, that's what this is all about. Same idea. Have fun. Yes, so that's that. Another update. People were finding that the system would put themselves into a defensive mode if they ran out of runes or switched to a different kind of weapon. This isn't necessarily useful, since some fighters prefer not to get defense XP. So they fixed that. Yes! Good for all you peers out there. Then we also...
Shane hates your guts.
Then we also have... No, I don't.
Yeah.
Then we also have the Shadow Sword. You know, this is one of their little hidden updates. Did you ever have the full ghostly robes?
Yes, I had the full ghostly robes.
Well, it turns out that in order to get the Shadow Sword, you need your ghostly robes, ghost speak amulet, and ring of visibility, or whatever it's called. Because with that, you can open up a second part of this Curse of Zaros, apparently. That's what it's called, mini-quest, where you'll get all these... You'll get the Shadow Sword by doing a series of 4 little events. I don't know. You think... How many people do you think actually know about these?
Well, I think it'll have spread through the community pretty fast, so I'd say quite a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. It's always nice to have those little kind of hidden updates. But then the question remains, how many other places are there on RuneScape that have these kind of hidden things you can engage in, if you know what I mean? Maybe there's a cloaked magic tree somewhere that you can just keep clicking and it'll give farming XP.
That's something you can dream for.
Yes. Player gallery changes! I don't know, they look actually pretty good this month. I think this is the best month they've had.
The Varric one looks good, you showed me earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, like somebody... I wonder if they actually got somebody in real life to go put on a set of Varric armor.
They have real life Varric armor?
No, maybe they made some, who knows?
Do you have to go and kill pink ghosts for it?
No, probably not. Then there's also this one depicting the wilderness and a whole bunch of other areas, like the agility place, the farming patch. I don't know. What else can you see on this one?
What?
This pixel art one about with the miniature version of the RuneScape world.
Agility course. You can see the Alcarid mine. You can see the farming patches, the wilderness.
You can see the ham people.
Oh, yes. You can also see the excavation site. You can see the gnome glider.
The Adrogian thieving area.
A drogue?
Yeah.
It's not a drogue.
Okay, fine. Ardoyan. Happy?
There we go. Yes.
Okay. And then there's also a nice one about somebody made like a full dragon or something. That looks kind of neat.
Yes, there are some very talented nerds out there.
Yeah, so take a look at that, and they finally organized it up all nicely. Next piece of update. More barbarian assault changes, once again. Wow. Commander Conrad is now offering to give even greater rewards than before for anyone who feels brave enough to risk their points in his high-level gamble. I was poking around on the forums, basically, with this, and what this basically means is that rather than getting a small amount of items, they've increased the amount you'll get when you get an item. So for instance, say you'd get, say, 30 raw sharks before. Now you'd get, say, 50 raw sharks. What's that one? Oh yes, and Brad is showing me a World of Warcraft art. That's so amazing.
Yes, the players have done. We own you.
Oh boy. Yeah, so you should try some barbarian assault.
Don't you, isn't it like, don't you have to be like super high level?
No.
I'm only 101.
They got noobs that try and play it.
Yes, noobs that try and play it.
Yeah, but they don't, they're not very successful because they don't read the rules, so yes. And also, at the end of a wave, you no longer will have to go upstairs to cash in your points to go buy something. So that's good. Okay, now this is your area. The German beta launch. They say once this is a closed beta, once the closed beta stage is finished, and we have educated all of our NPCs about the proper way to pronounce Weiderhostellungsstrank. Is that how you'd say that?
What?
Is that how you'd say that?
Copy and paste the word to me. Weiderherstellungstrank. You'd always pronounce W's in German as V's.
Weiderherstellungstrank.
Okay, I'm probably getting this all wrong.
Yes, that's why we need someone German that speaks fluently to come on one day. You know who you are.
Hello, Mushroom Queen. I mean, yes, you know who you are.
They say they'll be opening a server for everyone to use, just like all their existing servers. And they say that Weiderherstellungstrank, whatever it is, says it means restore pot. Does that make sense to you?
Vaguely.
That it means restore pot?
Well, I don't know. I noticed the words.
Okay. And they have a German flag on the German version of the website.
Somebody who shall remain unnamed was suggesting yesterday in RSBNB chat that we should all go around the German server when it's released. That could be Nazi parade.
And they got someone wearing Lederhosen on there. You see that? The Lederhosen guy.
Well, Lederhosen is German traditional
I still haven't got mine back.
You haven't had any of the randoms?
No.
Aww.
So yeah, the German version's in beta now. Woohoo! Time for the weekly poll. Which of the following following website additions do you prefer? 42% say behind the scenes, 23% new area guides, 19% player gallery, and 8% postbag from the hedge, followed by the new wallpapers at the least with 6%.
Where was the vote for none of the above?
They don't put none of the above. What would you vote for?
Probably the player gallery.
I put behind the scenes because none of the stuff really interests me. And the behind the scenes just gives us so much more to talk about at the beginning of the month. And it gives us stuff to guess about and everything, you know?
Yes, to make predictions.
Yeah. So that's that. I don't know. I never even looked at an area guide. Like, have you? Really?
Oh, because unlike most 12-year-olds, I do actually know my way around the very small world of RuneScape.
So, yeah, that's what the people like, apparently. I don't know about us, but okay. Time for questions now. We got an audio question this week. That makes three in a row.
Which one? Well done, people. Power.
This week's audio question is from a guy named Andy in Linden, Ontario, Canada.
All the people who've been submitting audio questions have hot voices.
Wow. I'll play this for you and you tell me, okay?
He has a hot accent.
Yeah, because I'm Dutch-Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
And my question, what motivated you to start RSBNB, and where did you get the name from? Also, how do you know Mike?
Shane, you're really bad at stalking. I live in Linden. God.
That's kind of interesting that he edited your voice in there, hey?
Yes. I know where the name came from.
Where? You explained that. You explained that part.
Now, I could be wrong, but I'm sure Shane has mentioned on here in the past that there is some sort of cafe in Edmonton called the Bits and Bytes Cafe. Am I right?
Yeah, you're exactly.
And that's where you got the name from.
Yes. Also, you can figure out more about this at the RSBNB Informer site, the first interview we did.
Oh, yes, I interviewed Mike and
Shane.
Yes,
that's where you heard about that.
Oh, I thought I knew it from somewhere.
Yeah, so that's exactly where it all came from. So you can find out how I know Mike and how we started the site and everything all in this interview. There'll be a link.
Mike is Shane's father.
No.
I couldn't resist.
No.
They're just good friends.
Yes. Okay, so that one was from Andy. And just read the interview, and if you have any more questions, ask them next week. I don't feel like reiterating all this information. Yes. Next one. What electronic do you depend on most? From Jay. What about you? What one do you like the most or depend on?
Electronic? I don't get it. Is that electronic item?
Yes.
Probably the computer.
Exactly. Same. I'm going to say the same thing for me, because if we didn't have computers, none of the stuff I do would be possible, and I'd be forced to write everything out by hand, and that would just take a whole lot more time. And plus, it enables all the great.
You could use a typewriter.
You know, we actually have one of those sitting in the storage room. Like, you know those old things you plug in and then they type?
Yes. If I lost my computer, I would hire a little boy to write for me. I would dictate what to write, and he would write it.
What's this little boy's name?
I have no idea. I'll find one on the streets.
He'd probably do it for food.
I would pay him in...
rubles?
Yes, I'm going to get a little Russian boy. But this makes me sound... this sounds so wrong.
It is.
Okay, maybe I'll get... maybe I'll train a cat to typewrite.
Don't you have a bird?
Yes, but I doubt he could typewrite. He's so little, I doubt you could even press the keys down.
It's still alive?
Yes, it is still alive.
Oh, that's good. I heard it once. I haven't heard it since then, though.
Yeah, it shuts up now. It does what it's told. Actually, no, it's not even in this room anymore, so that's where you can hear it.
Where is it?
It's in one of these rooms upstairs. They put it by the window so it can look out.
Ah, that's nice of it, eh?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. Computer, yes. Next one, you take this one.
Okay. Would you rather use Twitter or a... no. Okay, sorry, I've missed one out. Have you ever botted, been tempted to bot on RuneScape? Oh, Hairy Monkey.
Interesting name there.
Yes.
No.
Have you ever been tempted? I must admit, when I was like level 50 or something, I was tempted. Because I got so bored of just leveling. But I never did.
It's not that hard at 50.
I know, but it seems like it is. I mean, at the time.
No, it's not that hard. No, I know, but never have. But I don't know. I wonder how many people the general RS population have.
So I think a lot have probably wanted to, but very few have known how to do it.
Yeah, so, no and no. Thank you, Harry Monkey. Next one from Samuel. Would you rather use Twitter or a blog?
A blog.
Yeah, me too. I haven't
Twitter's sort of like what you're doing, whereas a blog is like general opinions,
exactly.
Articles you find interesting.
That's right. I haven't updated my Twitter in quite some time. Probably should, though, shouldn't I? Yeah, so
I've not updated mine in a day or so.
Definitely the blog is the one we want to choose. That was from Samuel. You take this one.
Okay. What is the most frustrating moment in RuneScape you have ever been through?
From Alex Tomo. What
yes,
about
Alex
you?
Tomo.
Getting hacked 5 times?
Yes, that would be frustrating. Phishing, the fact that it's a drug that I started at level 1 and I couldn't stop, and 10 million experience later. Oh, random story connected to that. I finished fishing on 10 million experience, and I logged onto RuneScape the other day just to go and look around this update, and some guy messaged me, because I have my charm friends, and he said, oh, hi, I added you because you're the only one in RuneScape with 10 million fishing experience. I was like, okay, what? And then he said, are you going to get 99? I said, no, I don't play anymore. And he said, can I have your stuff then?
Oh, it's so annoying when people do that, right? You're just walking along and they're like, free stuff, please? That'd actually be probably one of my most annoying moments. Or another annoying moment was when I planted my last 3 Calquit trees, only one of them survived.
Yes, it's annoying when seeds die.
Yes, poor seedies, eh?
Yes.
You have any you want to give me?
No. I bought you those seeds the other Sunday.
I gave you the money to do that, though.
I know, but I spent the time buying them.
Yes, Al, thank you. You know what you get for that. So that was,
What do I get for that? I didn't get anything.
I'll tell you later.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, mine would be these annoying people that come up, or when your very expensive farming seeds die that can't be protected. Yes. Thank you, Alex Tomo. Okay, you take this one.
If you were given the chance to eliminate and add 3 skills or items, what would they be? Please give reasons. That is from Kiwi Kid. I would eliminate the skills of defense, prayer, and farming, so we would all be pures and Shane would be miserable.
Oh, that's rude.
Oh, really, I don't know what I'd do. I'd remove hit points, because it'd be interesting to see how everybody would kill anybody else when we'd all be invincible.
Yeah, okay.
I would remove mining picks to see how people would manage to mine without picks. And I would also remove...
We'd have to bite the ore.
I'd remove the login server so people can log in.
Skills I'd remove would be Hunter, because it's absolutely useless. All the other skills pretty much have a use. That's the only one I'd really consider removing completely from the game, because all the others, you know, have their own use and they're actually
useful. Did you say fire making?
Why would I remove fire making?
Because it's useless.
You need fire making to light lanterns to go down into dark areas.
Don't go into dark areas.
But you need to go down there to get the Tears of Guthix.
Yes.
Yeah, so I only have 2, but if you really want me to say what skills I'd remove, because I don't like, I'd remove thieving, agility, and, thieving, agility, and, crafting? Yeah, sure.
Handwerken.
What does that mean?
Crafting in German.
Okay, that's nice.
Handwork, basically.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Good job. What now?
More questions?
Yes, answer.
Okay. With the secret release of the Shadow Sword, do you think there are any other ghostly shadow items still to be gained through mini-quests, by which no one has found yet? Also, do you think Jagex will release a bow and staff to be fair to rangers and mages, or just stick to what they... I think they're probably... I don't know, actually. Well... There's the armor, which is the ghostly robes, and the shadow sword, which is the weapon. They're sort of... Excuse me. They've sort of got a full set, almost, of weapons and armor, so I don't know whether they're...
And they're pretty crappy.
They're just for show, aren't they?
Yeah, show that you've done dead her treasure. I think you actually walk around with a ring of visibility on if you didn't find it out from somewhere else. But I don't know, maybe, who knows? But what kind of arrows would the shadow bow fire?
Shadowy ones.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me, but okay. I don't know. Yes, no, maybe so. What do you say? Yes or no?
No, I don't think so.
I'm gonna go with maybe. And that was from Agent Waffles. Who likes waffles?
Who has a nice voice.
Okay. Enough with you and people's voices. Jeez.
Hello.
That sounded scary.
Hello.
You actually sounded like an American there for a second.
Hi, how are you? I'm American.
Hey, I was just wondering how I get my range level up to 70. I've got 65 right now. If you could tell me how, thanks. Kill, 72, 80, 91.
Caged ogres. Or the greater cage. No, greater cage would be too low at 65, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
I would say ogre cage, because you can get your arrows back.
Yeah. Or take some dragon hide and a bow, and or some wood down to Entrina, and make your bow down there and range them down there. If you want to be able to get your arrows back. That's what I did to get my range to 70 way back when. What'd you do to get yours to 70?
I trained at the Greater Cage.
Ooh, I got it. I got what you can do if you don't like actually firing range bullets. You can go to Pest Control.
Oh yes, Pest Control.
World 78, I think, is still pretty good for general pest controlling. But yes.
Oh, World 2 failing! World 2 failing, that's right for the morning.
What? Anyway, so yes, thank you for that question. Can you help me? When I go onto YouTube, it says, hello, you have either JavaScript turned off or an old flat version of Flash Player. Get the latest player here. And the guy says that he has already gotten the latest player, so therefore your JavaScript must be turned off. If you're in Firefox, you can fix this by going to Tools, Options, and then the Content tab, and then make sure that the checkbox that says Enable JavaScript is turned on. Similar procedures also for Internet Explorer and Opera. I'm just going to do Internet Explorer because I know a majority don't use Opera, but okay. Actually, I can't find it in Internet Explorer, but it's here somewhere, probably in the advanced area. Yes, in the advanced area in Internet Explorer. That was from KGTH 2003. Next one. You take this.
If you will make me record at 10 to 11 at 9 soon. Right. Wait a minute. Okay. What level should I get up? Attack 60, Strength 60, Defense 50, Range 45, Prayer 40, Mage 53, Runecrafting 40, HP 59, Crafting 45, Mining 65, Smithing 50, Fishing 51, Cooking 57, Fire Making 56, Woodcutting 58. Note, I'm free to play. I would get your mage up, since it's only 40.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or no, the mage is 53. That's prayer, that's 40.
Okay, it's 60 mage. 60 mage.
Yes, that'd be a good idea. Or get 80 woodcutting. That looks good. Or max out your combat on free-to-play. I know only a few people have done that.
And there's only one free-to-play 126.
Yeah, so that'd be a real accomplishment if you could do that. And work on combat skills or get woodcutting up to 80 if you want to get some profit out of it. That was from GZ Pro. Oh, good, a fun question for me. Shane, how did your hate of Pierce come about? Doesn't every character deserve to have their own way of fun in RuneScape, be it wild PK or just skilling? Jesta, 88! Well, this is an interesting question. Thinking back, I'm really not sure how this came about. It probably came up because there was some peer, and I generalized it to all of them, that was just totally annoying that it applied to all of them. You know how, you guys all know how generalizations work, right, Brad?
Oh, how, yes. I'm the king of generalizations.
Exactly. So I might have generalized about one pair, and then over time it's been slowly reaffirmed by other ones. But the main reason for that is they always complain about stuff sure, it's fine to complain about them not getting getting updates, but they can have that right to complain to Jagex to make updates that don't require defense. But if they're complaining because they accidentally somehow leveled up 3 or 4 defense levels, I really don't see the problem with leveling up that many defense levels. So that's one combat level. You know what I mean? Like, one combat level, it's that It's that kind of complaining aspect around that kind of stuff that annoys me. If you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Totally. Okay, good. And doesn't every character deserve their point? Yes. Everybody can do what they want, really. Like, it's not a totalitarian or Hitlerist state. Is that a word, Hitlerist?
I don't think so. Well, maybe you could invent it.
Nazi state. Not a Stalinist or Nazi state. Because if that was the case, then they wouldn't be able to run around and do whatever they wanted. Like, just how we have our freedoms in real life. People can do whatever they want. They can be whatever religion they want. They can go to whatever schools they want. They can wear whatever clothes they want. They can speak whatever language they want most of the time. Or they can be, whether they want to get married the normal way or enroll in one of these so-called gay marriages. Those of you guys who know me personally, that's something that annoys me as well. But I can't go around removing people just because of that. It's just something, you know, that annoys you inside. And everybody does have a right to do what they want, but it's just one of those opinions, if you know. Yes, I think I'm done.
You finished ranting?
Yes. Like, you know, like, just because someone is... They don't have to, they can do what they want, but it still annoys me, but I'm not going to go around, rounding them up and gassing them.
Well, no, that would be a little extreme.
Exactly, that's what...
I think a bullet to the back of the neck is far, far kinder and more humane.
Oh, that's, no, I don't think so.
Yes, I am advocating... No, I'm not... No, I'm not advocating genocide.
Genocide against peers?
No,
we don't do that at RSBNB Update. We're a politically correct show.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Yeah, we're politically correct. We're politically correct, apart from the fact that we hate liberal bastards.
Shh.
Oh, yes, they can't know about that.
Shh. Yeah, so, I don't know. I don't even remember what I was saying. I'm not going to say anymore, because I'll just be repeating myself, but... If you want to talk to me about this in further detail, just PM me on the forum.
If you want to talk to Shane about the mass genocide that we will be undertaking in the next few weeks.
No. No. You're the one that knows how to make nerve gas.
Shut up. I said if somebody gave me the equipment and the chemicals, which is very doubtful that I would have either.
Moving onwards, that was from Jesta88. Thank you. Next one.
A birthday rank. Is it possible that when it is a user's birthday, that the day will appear, it's my birthday rank, and that is from Ranging Goad. I believe his name is Ranging God, Shane, not Goad.
Well, that's a typo.
Right, you can answer the question.
Not on this incarnation of the forums. Maybe on another one that's not so heavily modded, because right now we just can't really risk putting any other things in that would screw something up with something on the forums, because it's just an entangled mess of mods right now. We hope to get that being hope to have that fixed very soon, as soon as this new version of PHBBB is out, hopefully.
And not everybody wants people to know when it's their birthdays.
Do you?
It's already been my birthday.
But do you want people to know?
I don't care if they know or not, but I don't really want people to know, especially.
Someone's birthday on the show is coming up soon.
Yours?
Yes.
You're 20, aren't you?
Shh.
You're getting old.
Yes, you're coming too. You're coming as well.
So. I'm 17 next year. Yeah. This year.
Yes. Okay, that was from Ranging God. Shane, have you ever had another account before the one you use now? Maniacs. Well, the answer is no, and no alone, and I do not have any other accounts at this time. Yeah, so that's
I'm
that
trying
one.
To get some money for Guthans. How should I get money? P.S. Shane, deep thought. The answer to life and everything is in the universe is 42. From The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. That is
Earth
271072.
Yes. So how should he get money?
I would... I don't know. I'll look up his skills.
High elk? Maybe.
Fletch.
Fletch. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Good idea.
You can buy the materials and sell the boats for Alk King and still make a profit.
Yeah, that's right. Or high Alk stuff, because you already have 55 magic, which is what you need. So, there you go. You have two good alternatives there. Thank you, and that's the end of questions for this week.
I like questions.
Yes, they're fun, aren't they? Maybe one day we should do an all-question show.
Yes, everything you ever wanted to know about life. RSBNB.
RuneScape. And tech. Star Trek. What else?
And Shane and Brad.
Yes. Okay, tech news. The world's first quantum computer has been demoed. Do you know why they call it a quantum computer?
No, tell me.
Well, basically they call it a quantum computer because the transistor size is so small that you're dealing with sizes that are practically the size you'd find inside of an atom. Like, so small. Like, how big is an atom in general? You know this, you're good at chemistry.
You need a microscope to see them, don't you?
Yeah. So, the reason they're called quantum is because you're dealing with such small sizes and everything behaves differently at a quantum level. There's the old standard classic Newtonian physics and then quantum mechanics, which is a whole lot more complex because everything behaves totally differently. Anyways, on to the point here. Quantum computing offers the potential to create value in areas where problems or requirements exceed the capability of traditional computing. D-Wave, the company who pioneered this breakthrough in quantum technology, represents a substantial step forward in solving commercial and scientific problems, which until now were considered intractable. Digital technology stands to reap benefits of enhanced performance and broader application. Okay, here's an example of where quantum computing could be useful. You know how we have all this Blu-ray and HDVD and general encryption stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, basically how that encryption works is it works with very large prime numbers. So, like by multiplying a prime number with another number and then factoring out this prime number takes forever, like a huge amount of time on a standard computer. But if we had quantum computers, this time would be significantly reduced, enabling people to crack encryption faster, probably.
I found an exact size for the size of an atom. It's 1.67 times 10 minus the power of 27 to 4.54 times 10 to the power of minus 25. That is small.
Yeah, so we're dealing with transistors that are like the size of an atom, pretty much. Like tiny, tiny, tiny. So small that everything functions differently.
The smallest part of a chemical element that retains its chemical properties.
Yes, an atom. So yeah, that's kind of amazing because that's one step forward to computers being able to like be as smart as a human. Wouldn't that be interesting if we could have the computer edit the show itself?
Have you not seen the film iRobot? They will all rise and murder us.
That's, yeah, I've seen another one like that called Terminator 3.
I thought the whole point of Terminator 3 was that Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to rise and kill us all.
No.
So it was a warning against Austrians rather than robots.
Yeah, so this is mind-boggling, and yet it's interesting at the same time. It's only a matter of time before we see it becoming mainstream, which we'll be here to tell you about, I think. Anyways, moving on. You all remember Senator Ted Stevens, right, who called the internet a series of tubes?
Oh yes, him. That's all over Dig, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a series of tubes. Anyways, this guy's from Alaska. He's now trying to get the government to ban Wikipedia and social networking websites in school. So like Wikipedia, Dig, MySpace, whatever else, other ones, Slashdot. He's trying to get those all banned in schools.
He's an asshole.
Earlier in January, Stevens introduced Senate Bill 49, which, among other things, would require that any school or library that gets federal internet subsidies would have to block access to interactive websites, including social networking sites and possibly blogs as well. So, I don't know. I don't really agree with this. Do you?
Of course I don't. There was a big thing on Dig, wasn't there, about they should get it unblocked in schools?
Yeah. I don't know. And this is coming from the guy who labeled the internet a series of tubes. Who's going to trust him when he doesn't even know how the basic internet works?
Isn't he the one as well who tried to download the whole internet? Or said he downloaded the whole internet?
Exactly. And he's wondering why it was taking so long. And it took a week for his clients or his secretary to get it. Oh, it's just people like this should not, I repeat, should not be dealing with technology. No, no, no.
People like this should not leave the house in the morning. People like this should be strapped in their beds for all eternity.
There was a comment on the Dig story that said maybe it's time that we ban Ted Stevens from the Senate.
It's time we banned Ted Stevens from the world. We should blast him into space on a rocket.
Anyways, there's a comment on Dig. Ted Stevens is just worried about schools having their tubes clogged up. No one wants their tubes clogged up.
Yes, it could cause a massive heart attack.
Yes.
Get your tubes clogged. Good God.
I don't know. It just sounds funny calling the internet a series of tubes.
Do you think the internet could have a heart attack if the tubes got clogged?
No, it just stopped working. That's all. Okay, on to a lighter note. Do you have any pipes?
What sort of pipe are you referring to?
Pipe. A pipe.
A smoking pipe.
No.
A bagpipe.
What's a bagpipe?
A bagpipe.
Oh, sure, why not? Do you play the bagpipes?
No, I'm not Scottish.
Do you have any in your house?
No.
Okay, well, Yahoo has this new service called Yahoo Pipes, which is in beta. Basically, what it allows you to do is take news sources and feeds from all different other places and mix them and mash them and smush them and crunch them all into a more powerful and useless, relevant kind of feed, you know? You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
Like how we have RSS feeds for everything. Like, I'll give you an example. Right now I have an RSS feed for the weather, CBC News, Twit Podcast, Mushroom Queen's Blog, 43 Folders, Dig, the Jeff Channel, a few other blogs, Chris's blog, your blog, StarTrek.com, and Lance's blog, and another blog.
So, all other blogs but mine are obsolete.
But basically what this Yahoo Pipes could do is it could let you bring in all these RSS feeds from different locations and merge them together into an easier form to deal with. I don't know, I think it's pretty good. Here's one. I'll send you the link to it. It's called the Google Video Pipe. Google Video Search Pipe. Basically, if you click Run This Pipe, you could do a search for something, say, RuneScape. Then when you say Run Pipe, it will pull up all of the RuneScape stuff coming from Google Video from this RSS feed. And what's even more interesting, it lets you see how the pipe was made, which is rather interesting, how it looks. It looks actually quite nice. And it's just, I don't know, you can take a look at it. Do you have a Yahoo account?
Nope. Do you?
Yeah, I do. But it lets you, I'll post a picture about how these pipes look, but they're pretty neat, and I think it's just the beginning for this kind of stuff, so. On to rants. Pipes.yahoo.com. You take this first one.
Okay. Oh shit, I lost the wiki. Can you give me a link?
Yes, one thing. One sec. There you go.
Thank you. Okay, I will be taking the first rant. Oh, okay, before you start saying something like this belongs to the suggestions or this is a stupid suggestion, it will be never made into a quest, read my thread, please. Who likes the new update Cold War? It is about some penguins who want to take over RuneScape or something. Let's see what the other stupid quests have been at recently. Oh yes, Eagle's Peak. Who has actually tried any of these quests? I know I haven't even looked at the requirements for these quests, because they seem so boring. I mean, they give the worst rewards. Look at this. Eagle's Peak, 2 quest points, 2,500 Hunter XP, and the ability to catch ferrets and rabbits, and the ability to ride the eagles from Eagle Peak. Cold War, 2k crafting experience, 5k agility experience, 1.5 construction experience, and the ability to create a penguin suit. Wow, a penguin suit? 2.5k XP for the most worthless skill in RuneScape? I'm amazed at what RuneScape has come to. I'm not considered a high level. If you look me up, you'll probably think I'm at least level 85 plus, but I'm only level 61. Before you start laughing, my main was level 95 with pretty good stats, who enjoyed the game before he was banned. He did Desert Treasure, very entertaining quest, great battle sequences, even better reward. He also did Questline Underground Pass through Morning's End Part 2. Very fun series, great storyline. Better rewards. Roving Elves short quest, awesome reward. I don't know one person who does not crave one of these crystal weapons. Desert Treasure, 20k magic experience and ancient magics. Morning's End Part 2, 20k agility experience, access to the Death Altar crystal trinket, allows access into the Temple of Light. Roving Elves, 10k strength XP, one free, partly used crystal bow or crystal shield. So Jagex, you are losing your high level, loyal players, but on the bright side you are getting new small kids to play this game, which you're probably allowing on the computers only 20 minutes per day and will pay membership for 2-3 months tops. Great, get rid of the old members such as me who love this game using really bad thought out, no plot quests, and bring in the 5-year-olds who probably can't even read. That is quite a good rant, really.
Yes! Maybe I should go have a party in the Temple of Light. Not only people that have done the quest.
They do need to release more higher level quests, don't they?
Yeah. Like, when
they do need another Desert Treasure Morning's End.
Think about it. Recipe for Disaster? That wasn't even that hard.
No, it was pretty easy.
What was the last hardest quest? Do you remember?
I don't know. It must have been a long time ago.
You think if we petition Jagex, they'd do more of these so-called master quests?
Probably, but I doubt they listen to their players.
Well, to give you an idea what a master quest has been dumbed down to, Contact was considered a master quest. Yes, Contact was considered a master quest. And it's in the same category along with Desert Treasure, Legends, Monkey Madness, Morning's End 1 and 2, Recipe for Disaster, Regicide, Roving Elves, Swan Song. These are all considered master quests, but are you getting the feeling that somehow Contact doesn't fit in there?
Is it easy? I've never done Contact. Is it easy?
Yeah, it's perfectly easy. You can defeat the so-called boss with prayer. Not that hard. It's not definitely not a master quest. And I'd have to say that this quest was easier than some of the... Definitely easier than the other ones listed on that on the master quest page.
Jagex are rebutted.
But I do agree with this rant. We need more of the Morning's End Part 2s, Desert Treasure, and all those other fun quests. Do you remember when they had a quest, when these quests would come out, it would take you over a day to complete them?
Yeah.
Even if you were using a guide or something, you know?
Now people complete quests an hour after they're released.
Exactly. What can we do? What can we do?
I don't know. Nothing we can do. Hope Jagex does something decent for once.
Okay, I'll be taking this next rant. Oh my god, I just scammed and the guy logged out. Couldn't get his name in the last 3 months. I've been scammed twice already. And both over 2 million, over the 2 million mark. Jagex does nothing. What kind of staff do they have? They should have a logbook where they show the trades for the last 3 days so we can actually see what we traded for. So we can show it was a scam. That's so unfair. I lost a whip just then, which is about 1.8 and about 600k. That's so frustrating. And you know, sometimes I think players quit because of this problem. Jagex has one of the worst trade security features. We play for members, we support them, and yet what we get, I'm so angry. I think I'm going to quit for a while. They're so annoying. I may even go switch to another game with better trade security. Tell me about World of Warcraft trade security.
You don't get that many scamming people because, like I explained, well, I don't know if I explained this when I explained about World of Warcraft, but a lot of the items in World of Warcraft, when you pick up, they are either bind on equip, which means when you equip them, like, you know, if you equipped a whip or equipped a rune plate, they become soulbound to you and you cannot sell them to another player.
Mm.
Some of the even better swords that you get sort of as rare drops or in instances are bind on pickup. So as soon as you loot it, as soon as you pick it up, it becomes bound to you. So you don't get an awful lot of people selling things, and if they do, they normally sell them in the auction house, which is a great idea, and I think RuneScape should have this sort of system. You basically take all the items you want to sell, put them in this auction house, and then you put a starting price, which is the lowest price people have to bid on it, and a buyout price, which is the price people buy it for automatically. And then you put your items in, then there's categories to search under, and people can search these categories. It's like, you know, weapons, armor, and they can buy the items like that, so there's no scamming involved.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I don't know, but have you ever been scammed?
Not really, it's always pretty obvious to me.
Exactly, same here. Yeah, so, okay. I don't know, is there anything else on this one besides be extra careful?
Just what everybody else says, you know, just double check the second trade screen always check before you click accept. Just do that and you will never get scammed.
Yes, exactly. That's the end of rats. Okay, other things. Events crew recruiting. Send your applications to my email address. Or no, wait. Wait. Rather than that, please read the global announcement and has specific instructions for how to send it, because I have a filter set up. So if you don't set it with the right subject line, it won't come through and it won't go to the right place.
Do not post it on the thread, as some people have done.
Yes, that's right. And also, please do complete the application. Like, make sure it's actually, you fill out all the fields that we ask. Anything else?
Not really.
Yeah, so you're going to go try that game?
Minigame.
Yeah.
I'll go with you.
I'm going to actually go work on some database stuff, so.
I'll go with you later.
Okay, fine then. Okay, so anything else before we wrap this one up?
Nope, I think we've covered everything.
Okay. Thank you all. This has been RSBNB Update 87. I'll see you all next week for Shane1288 and...
Bad.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.